deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you.
Ah, humbug.
Christmas? A humbug, Uncle? You don't mean that, I'm sure.
I do. Merry Christmas. What right have you to be merry? What reason have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Oh, come then, what right do you have to be dismal? What reason to be morose? You're rich enough.
Bah! Humbug.
Oh, don't be cross, Uncle.
Well, what else can I be when I live in such a world of fools as this? Merry Christmas. Out upon Merry Christmas. What's Christmas to you but a time for paying bills without money? Time for finding yourself a year older, but not an hour richer. Time for balancing your books and having every item in them through a round dozen months presented dead against you. Merry Christmas. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes around with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled in his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly. Through his heart he should.
Uncle.
Nephew. Keep Christmas in your own way and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Let me leave it alone then. Much good may it do you. Much good has it ever done you.
There are many things from which I might have derived good, by which I have not profited, I dare say. Christmas among the rest. But I am sure I have always thought of Christmas time as a good time. Kind, forgiving, charitable, pleasant time. The only time I know of in the long calendar of the year, when men and women seem by one consent to open their shut-up hearts freely and to think of people below them as if they really were fellow passengers to the grave and not another race of creatures bound on other journeys. And therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe it has done me good and will do me good. And I say, God bless it.
Hear, hear.
Let me hear another sound from you, Cratchit, and you'll keep your Christmas by losing your situation. You're quite a powerful speaker, nephew. I wonder you don't go into Parliament.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
Ah!
I want nothing of you. Why cannot we be friends?
Good afternoon.
I am sorry, with all my heart, to find you so resolute. We have never had any quarrel to which I have been a party. But I have made the trial in homage to Christmas, and I'll keep my Christmas humor to the last. So, a Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Oh, good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Good afternoon!
A Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Bah!
Merry Christmas, sir.
There's another fellow, my clerk. With 15 shillings a week, a wife and a family, talking about a Merry Christmas. I'll retire to Bedlam.